The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera in for Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, December 15th, 2021, and we're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we remind you that the SB Nation NFL show is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. The story of the day yesterday: COVID. Unfortunately, COVID cases continue to surge across the league after 36 players went on the reserve COVID list on Monday. 39 more went on the list yesterday, which means that in the past 2 days, 75 players have gone on the reserve COVID list. That is the highest two-day total since the pandemic began. Some of the more famous names included in that list are Cleveland Browns, Jarvis Landry, and Austin Hooper, Rams wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey, who's already on IR, and Vikings pass rusher Danielle Hunter. A couple of quick hitters for you now, starting with some news from the owners' meetings. NFL Media's Tom Pelissero says the league informed clubs that next year's salary cap is projected to increase by almost $26 million. That would put it around $208 million per team. Allegiant Stadium will reportedly be announced as the site of Super Bowl 58 in 2024. Las Vegas will also host the Pro Bowl in February and the NFL Draft in April. I'm old enough to remember when Tony Romo couldn't hold a fantasy football conference in an expo center because it was owned by a casino. Then again, that was 6 whole years ago. In Jacksonville, Jaguars owner Shad Khan spoke from his super yacht earlier this week and said he won't rush to fire head coach Urban Meyer. Quote, "You don't want to be impulsive. You want to look at exactly what I know firsthand, what people are telling me, and then collect that and do the right thing. I think we have a history of looking at the facts and doing the right thing. Wins and losses, this is a little bit different. I'm going to reflect on all of that and do the right thing for the team and the right thing for the city." Another owner spoke to the media this week, and that would be Dallas Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. He went on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas and was asked if Dak Prescott is in a slump. Quote, "I don't want to say that slump, but that's probably fair. But it's such a multifaceted evaluation that I would say our offense is definitely away from where we were playing 5 and 6 games ago from the standpoint of production." The good news for the Cowboys is that it doesn't look like they are going to have to face Daniel Jones this week because of a neck strain. Jones still has a chance to return this season for the Giants, but what the hell for, frankly? It'll be Mike Glennon this week for Big Blue. The Patriots will be in Indianapolis on Saturday for the first time since 2018, which means offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels will be back at Lucas Oil Stadium for the first time since he bailed on the Colts after accepting their head coaching job that same year. McDaniels said, quote, "You make decisions in life and in your career that you feel are the best decisions for you and your family, which is certainly what happened then. I certainly have no regrets about what has transpired since then." And finally, we got a little bit of an update on Aaron Rodgers' toe injury from the Pat McAfee show. Rodgers said, quote, "The toe was definitely hurting after the game, but it is what it is. It's not going to be a problem, I don't think. It's not going to stop me from playing. It's just pain management, but I'm going to keep playing and probably not practice a whole lot." That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Wednesday, December 15th. Follow the SB Nation NFL show if you aren't doing it already. You do not want to miss an episode. If you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review. That is the best way that you can support this show. Enjoy your Wednesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrero. We'll talk tomorrow.